Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Cool Zone Media.
Welcome back to It Could Happen Here. I'm Garrison Davis. I'm joined by Mia and Robert to discuss predictive programming. So last episode, we talked about the origin of this conspiracy theory, how this Canadian Scottish conspiracy theorist named Alan Watt came up with this idea that through Hollywood movies, TV, books, video games, the secret cabal of shadowy governments is trying to subliminally prepare us to accept planned events as they take place in the future by putting little hints, shadows, and seeds into our everyday entertainment diet. One of the oldest examples that conspiracy theorists will point to as an example of predictive programming is this book from the late 1800s called Futility that talks about a fictional ship called the Titan, which was thought to be completely unsinkable, which eventually crashed on an iceberg and sank. This obviously mirrors what happened to the Titanic in the decades to follow. So yeah, we're going to be talking about this sort of stuff. Last episode ended in our discussion of the Hunger Games. I found this old conspiracy blog by this British guy named Neil, where he talks about all of his theories surrounding the Hunger Games books and movies. So we will return to hear Neil's thoughts on the predictive programming implanted into the Hunger Games. Neil also has fascinating opinions on trains. He really doesn't like that in the Hunger Games there is a big train system which he links to the European Union's future train plan as well as high speed rail plans for North America, which he is very against. Because do you know who else used trains?
Was it the Nazis, Garrison?
The Nazis, yes.
Was it the Nazis?
It's the Nazis.
You know, you can tell this is an older conspiracy because they're actually using the Nazis as the people who use trains and not, like, the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
I think Neil just really likes driving, and he thinks that driving is, like, the epitome of freedom. So he talks about how, trains are trying to control which areas of the country you can go to instead of the freedom of the open road.
I got stuck behind a train in traffic on my way to the airport.
Very frustrating.
Helped make me late to this call. So I think he's right. I'm on board now.
He also rants about this 1992 UN plan called Agenda 21 about a big environmental management plan with highly condensed human settlement zones. This is something that both John Birch and Glenn Beck were also really?
Oh, Alex Jones is huge on. Yeah. This was the entire conspiracy ecosystem for about 15 years. Couldn't shut the fuck up about Agenda 21. Yeah. Some of them still go on about it.
So Neil's upset because that looks similar to like the Pan Am map of like, because Pan Am is in like a post climate collapse. We have these very condensed areas of settlement and like a vast, like unusable landmass in America. So he has this whole thing about that. He doesn't like that President Snow looks like the Saturnian figure of Kronos, the father of time who devours children.
Oh, just kids like how, love Kronos.
Just like how President Snow sacrifices children to maintain like societal control of Pan Am in the Hunger Games. You don't know.
Let him see my bathroom. That'll really get us in the center of some. I have a giant copy of the Saturn eating his son painting that's like right next to my toilet. It's a great painting. Also, not necessarily about that. They just found a painting of a guy eating a guy and were like, it's probably Saturn that this guy was trying to paint.
That is the research quality that Neil also does. He's like, yeah, it's probably all these things.
Seems like it's Saturn, yeah.
It seems like it's Saturn, yeah.
Kind of uncomfortable to imagine it's anyone else.
Neil also compares the Hunger Games to China's one-child policy and the population reduction conspiracy theories of Agenda 21. What? Just like in the Hunger Games, it's about having children kill each other, just like the one child policy.
Yeah, that's how China does their one child policy. Other children are told to kill children.
That's why they're so good in Dota.
A family.
Back on the revolutionary tract, quote, I can't confirm that Susan Collins used the archetype of Artemis for her character of Katniss, but what can be observed is how this female role model is a symbol for revolution, a new order, and more importantly, a new world system. This is clearly the blueprint for a new America. So part of this blueprint that he talks about is like implanted microchips and a brutal police state that arrests and kills protesters, unlike our current police state, which would never arrest or kill a protester.
Yeah, and everyone just carries microchips around.
Yeah, yeah. Now, more devious than the murder happy police, Neil finds the bird symbolism to be. Including Katniss's dress, which transforms into the Mockingjay symbol, which, according to Neil, looks, quote, remarkably like a Bennu bird of Egypt, as well as a phoenix, especially when encircled in fire. Quote, the phoenix is a classic mystery school symbol that relates to the unseen forces that transforms the world. Both Katniss and Peeta's costumes set a fire as they enter the arena before the tournament. With Katniss becoming the bird on fire, she is the embodiment of the coming transformation, the beginning and the end. Katniss and Peeta are symbols of Artemis and Apollo, the twins, and children of the New World Order of Gods. Smokeless fire is also a major symbol used by the Illuminati and is their vehicle to communicate with the Archons. He never goes into further detail about the Archons.
It's also like, smokeless powder is what made war possible. So, you know, there's other things. It's not just the Illuminati. We use it for fireworks, too.
Katniss is the woman clothed in fire sun in the Book of Revelation. And the EU, the United Nations, and the Security Council replicate this symbolism. A phoenix rising out of the tyranny and war. It's all reversed symbolism, of course, because these bodies are set to administer the World Army Police and the future New World Order, unquote. Oh, so he's there complaining about a United Nations mural that was made after World War II about a phoenix of peace rising from the ashes of war, and how this is actually reversed symbolism, because they're actually going to be, you know, laying out this global one world government, calling it peace, you know. He also talks more about the Book of Revelation and how 12 and 13 combine in the unification of the new world, just like in the Bible. And then finally, to get to that three-finger salute, it, quote, it's interesting when you dig a little deeper and find that Katniss's salute is reminiscent of a certain Nazi youth salutes found in Eastern Europe in the late 1930s. He's also quite concerned by the new adoption of the salute by the Girl Scouts, despite the three-finger salute being used in scout organizations for over a century.
Yeah. Like, the Boy Scouts have a lot, are sinister, but not because of the salute.
No. The salute is the least of the problems with the scout agencies.
That was a brief moment of reprieve for a lot of those boys, getting to do a salute.
And then he also says, quote, it's no surprise that the Mockingjay pin also looks similar to a Nazi gunner badge, because I've already shown,
guys,
the bird is the symbol for the power of revolution, a new order that goes all the way back to the Holy Roman Empire.
See, and these are the guys who'll be like, well, look at the Mockingjay symbol. It's similar to the, then they'll see like a scout sniper flag that looks like the SS logo and go, well, there's clearly nothing related to that.
And then we will close this section by continuing on the revolutionary elements. Quote, what kind of revolution does Katniss symbolize? Are the youth of today being readied for another revolution followed by another dictatorship? How many more celebrities are we going to see being used as a mouthpiece for revolution? I am all for peaceful revolution based on respect and love, but the movies never portray that kind of revolution. A peaceful revolution is one inspired by the inner world of imagination and not necessarily the outer world of the five senses. The type of revolution that the elite would want us to unfold here would be one born of pandemonium. The Illuminati and those in control of the current global empire in the making love to hide their agenda in plain sight within commercial, so-called fictitious movies, and in the media industry in general. The Hunger Games is the script for the totalitarian elite, ruled brutal police state. The agenda is repeatedly being laid out in front of our very eyes, both in real everyday life and in things we choose to expose ourselves within the so-called entertainment industry.
This is one of these things where all of these conspiracy theories center around the fact that people, for reasons that are incomprehensible to me, believe that the thing the U.S. government wants you to do is shoot guns at them.
Like, yes, right?
No, they don't. I guarantee they don't want you to shoot machine guns at them.
They would like you to spend money and go to work. That's the primary thing the U.S. government wants you to do. Pay your taxes without too much fuss.
Do you know what else the U.S. government wants you to do, Robert?
I know a number of things the U.S. government wants me to do, Garrison, but I won't. I will not stop telling people to take colloidal silver for all of their healthcare problems. The only way to really carry out the revolution starts with putting silver in your body.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we are back. I've actually always wanted to do the topical silver and get that like blue skin. I thought that'd be kind of cool.
You have to do a lot of it, Garrison.
I'm well aware.
I feel like we can achieve this with body paint.
I do find it very funny that they're so obsessed with the Hunger Games as this, like, this is the elite showing you how they're going to crack down on all of us. And then when the Hunger Games inspires an actual revolution, it's like the one that gets no support from any spook agency. And the only one, there's no CIA, no FSB, fucking nothing. Like it's just a bunch of teenagers and their books and 3D printers.
I mean, and like looking back at that Hunger Games section, it's always interesting how people like this, they're like, in the real world, very like pro police in a lot of cases, but then also being like, they're trying to instill a police state, right? It's they get to eat their cake and have it too, where they are both pro law enforcement, but also anti this like imagined evil version of law enforcement that's always like right on the cusp of being introduced?
There's a through line there, which is that they are anti whatever it seems like people are telling them is like obviously okay. It's oppositional defiant. It's the same reason why like you think that you're living in a normal Earth, so it's got to be a hollow Earth, right?
Yeah.
Like it's this, if something is popular, if a movie's popular, it can't just be a movie that people liked. And if it's like, you know, I saw a Hunger Games, the first Hunger Games movie, and I tried to read the books and I was like, nah, I can't read these. You know, they were not written for me. Like it's just, I was not interested in them. And that's all I really thought about it. But like certain people, if they see something popular and they don't immediately fall in love with it, they have to come up with some reason why it's sinister. And it's the same thing that leads them to reject everything else, right? That like if other people like something and I don't get it, or I feel weird or don't understand it, then it has to be a fucking conspiracy. Like that used to be 1% of this country. And through social media, it's become like half of us because it's a deeply addictive way to feel.
I think the most sinister thing about the new Hunger Games is that they did not put nearly enough Hunter Schafer in that movie. So let's
I don't know who that is.
Let's continue to the last.
That's got to be predictive. Hunter Schafer. So they're wanting. Okay, so this is like very clearly. Well,
oh no. Oh, no.
I could go into like they're trying to make the kids trans, right? They want them to like hunt down their parents.
Oh my God.
And
Hunter
shave.
Schafer is literally
Schafer
trans.
And shave, right? And she's shave, like, you know?
Hunter Schafer is literally trans
on Earth.
Well, I'm saying you could easily turn it into a conspiracy theory, Garrison. You could make it work.
So lastly, we're gonna talk about the new hit movie, Leave the World Behind.
Garrison made me watch this. I'm never gonna forgive them for it.
It is one of the most recent examples of a movie sparking predictive programming conspiracies. It's by the creator of Mr. Robot, which retroactively makes Mr. Robot much worse. Now, there is a few reasons why this movie has caused so much uproar. A major factor being that it's produced by the Obamas, as in the presidents.
Very irresponsible.
There's Havana Syndrome references, discussion of an evil cabal that runs the world, plans to collapse the United States, and the two child leads wear t-shirts that read Obey and NASA, respectively, which has been the cause of a lot of discourse among the far right.
Gotta obey NASA.
Yeah.
The left's long-term plan. Look, several of the letters in NASA are also in Stalin. Are you going to tell me that's a coincidence?
Yeah, probably. I will now share this clip from Steve Bannon, who had a Dutch far-right e-girl on his show to discuss the movie.
No.
He's doing good then. So he's doing good. That's good. I was worried about Steve.
Okay, so we see a movie here now that is co-produced by the Obamas about the potential a potential cyber attack, which causes mayhem, obviously. And I saw it, and it reminded me an awful lot of the narrative portrayed in a video published about 2 years ago by the World Economic Forum. And this was a video in which they supposedly warned us for a cyber pandemic. Interesting choice of words there. And they detail what could happen if we are under a cyber attack, and that the only way that we could solve an attack like that would be to disconnect everything and everyone completely from the internet. So I figured this seems to me like a classic case of predictive programming, where not just the World Economic Forum, but now also through movies and, you know, fictional stories, they are trying to prepare the public to the idea of cyber attacks and the potential chaos that could come with that.
So that is her big problems with the movie, which we'll see echoed in a lot of the people we talk about here, with the World Economic Forum's warning about a big cyber attack. She then went on to rant about the movie's anti-white sentiments, probably from the Obamas' involvement.
Clearly.
Yeah. She has almost a million followers on Twitter. It is wild.
Also, because she's Dutch, her last name is, and I shit you not, Vlaardinger Broke. So... great, great stuff happening in the Dutch.
Yeah, what is that predicting?
For a summary of the movie, I'll let this conspiracy theory TikTok explain the basic themes that we'll be discussing here.
Essentially, the movie is about the downfall of civilization and how it's done in three steps. First step being that the government is going to be toppled from within. Next one, that it's going to be littered with disinformation and misinformation to confuse the masses and to create chaos. The third step, if the first and second step are done correctly, is going to cause basically a civil war, causing the paranoid and problematic to start turning on each other. The little girl is obsessed with the last episode of Friends called How It Ends, which is interesting because the star of the movie, Julia Roberts, also dated Matthew Perry way, way back. Matthew Perry, who also passed away earlier this year. The movie also references like billionaires and their bunkers, and it references the cabal on way more than one occasion. The heart of it is that the cabal has fallen, and so nobody is in charge, and this is what's leading to the fall of the United States of America, essentially. It has a very predictive programming feel to it. And I mean, with the Obamas and the constant references to water, planes crash in the water, and a boat called the White Lion runs up on shore from the ocean. Everybody wants water. They're constantly drinking water. Here's some water. You want some water? Didn't the Obama chef just drown? I can't watch anything anymore. I can't enjoy anything. To sum it up, the entire movie itself doesn't even have a plot. There's no real storyline to this movie, and the ending is awful. If I were not paying attention like I am, I would think the movie would be terrible. There's no resolution. There's no real start. It just seems like it's just here. Just here. It's just telling you. And one more thing. It talks about microwave EMP, like,
okay, that's that.
Their brains are so melted that like they can't see a movie made in the image of all of their fears is made in the image of all their fears. Like, the whole, it's so unsettling. It doesn't even start properly. It just begins. You're just in it. Like,
I know.
Yeah, man, that's kind of how a movie goes.
I like how she talks about she can't enjoy movies anymore, which is like the end result of all these conspiracy theorists. Like, they just can't enjoy life because they see everything as this series of like interconnected incidents leading to some kind of grand narrative that just makes it impossible to like actually like be happy, which is probably the funniest thing. Also, yeah, that she thinks the movie funny. Predicted the death of the Obama's chef. Which I don't even know if that's real.
Yeah, but if you're one of these people, that's the most significant thing that's happened the last 18 months. The Obama chef and Matthew Perry are like the Rosetta Stone for everything that's wrong in society, and not just two people who died because it's a year. Because
Matthew Perry used to date Jessica Roberts, who's the star of the movie.
Of course.
And there's Friends references all throughout the film. So it's all connected.
Subtle Friends references in the movie leave the world behind. You miss them if you don't pay attention.
So the last conspiracy theorist we're going to talk about is this like metaphysical influencer named Tristan Haggard, who spends most of his time on stream selling hormone supplements for men so that they can boost their testosterone and stop being soy boys, while discussing various conspiracies.
Love it.
He says, quote, cyber attacks, bio warfare, weaponized Lyme's disease, Lone Star tick, and chronic wasting disease, things that get you to stop eating meat. These things, these types of programs are seeded throughout the film. I feel like the tick bite and a lot of that stuff might have been a little bit of that DARPA extracurricular script editions. Yeah. Yeah. Unquote.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. The fact that a kid gets bit by a tick and gets all fucked up is like trying to stop you from eating.
They're trying to stop you from eating meat. Quote, I feel like the average normie might not put together the Lyme's disease possible bioweapon connection. Unquote. Amazing. Yeah, I don't think the average normie might not put that one together.
You know, that does suggest to me that all these people are going to die in 30 seconds if there's any real kind of unrest, because their attitude towards the idea of disease is that was planted by the New World Order.
Yeah.
People won't get sick.
Now, these two guys on this stream also said that they had to stop watching Mr. Robot in the third season because there were too many quote unquote gay scenes, which is really funny.
I had to stop watching it in this first season because I don't like Rami Malek, but.
See,
some of us are built different.
I had to keep watching just for Christian Slater, but that's just me.
He did make it hard to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So most of the time, these two guys on their conspiracy podcast just complain about how Ethan Hawke is a weak little soy boy, and
that's
all
not
of the
unfair.
and all of the quote unquote BIPOC people were more like put together and more commanding. They constantly say BIPOC, which is an interesting choice from them.
That is really fascinating, especially since Mahershala Ali's daughter isn't really a character in that movie. Mahershala Ali is okay because he's a great actor, but
yeah.
it's not like. All of the characters who aren't white are like written stirringly well. Most of the characters in this movie are written like dog shit.
They're all incredibly unlikable.
Just elevates things. Yeah.
But Tristan here says, quote, "There's so much predictive programming and social engineering of how the mechanics of possible collapse of the power grid collapse and the communications would result in basically chaos." And then I have this little clip here of him talking about the big cyber attack.
Right now, a lot of people are saying, "Oh, this is predictive programming. They're going to do this cyber attack." And you know, we've been talking about this type of stuff for years, right? With the cyber polygon exercises,
yeah.
And the World Economic Forum, and you know, working with defense contractors, military intelligence, whatnot, working on the possible scenario of a cyber attack. Right, the cyber attack is one of these scenarios that they're saying it's got to happen. It's coming. The big cyber attack's coming. But I feel like films like this, the intention could be to make people so afraid of just the mere possibility of a total collapse like this.
So they obviously sound like they know what they're talking about there. That's very, very, very polished. Now, Tristan thinks that he has a better idea to kind of seed collapse. Quote, "A better way to implement this would be to not really roll out a huge wide-scale power outages and communications outages, but make it up protracted, small, and localized so that you can still maintain a certain level of propaganda and control, and then create enough fear to where people will accept the mandatory digital ID for the internet and the central bank digital currencies and whatnot. It's like a limited type of thing, a regional type of thing, that then is hyped up to be the worst thing ever," unquote. These guys are really like talking about this mandatory digital ID and the central bank digital currencies as being this big threat. And there's going to just be and any day this cyber attack, which is going to force us to all adopt this digital ID to be able to sign into the internet. Quote, "All you have to do is have most of the normal people afraid enough of the possible scenario and tease it. It's almost like a cyber attack brinksmanship type of thing," unquote. So they think that you don't actually need to have the cyber attack. You just need to have people afraid enough that it could happen by talking about it in media, film, TV,
you know, all this sort of stuff.
You can't even get people to like change their passwords. Like, I don't.
It's so funny because like the past few months, there actually has been a decent number of cyber attacks.
Constantly. Yes.
Which are, yeah, like a very, like a constant influx, which are all just being constantly handled. And it's not led to any of these massive apocalyptic scenarios that they're talking about.
No, I mean, like the movie has, part of how the movie has to make this, like has to make it, like why the movie is set in the middle of nowhere is that if it's set in a city and the internet goes out, the way people would actually respond would be like the way they respond when there's just some sort of random outage initially, like. Oh shit, my phone doesn't work right now. I guess I gotta figure something else out for a second. Like it's easier to have it seem disconnected and like completely disorienting when you have everybody like out in the middle of nowhere without other people around to make shit make sense.
I'm gonna play one more clip from Tristan's live stream here.
I feel like,
well, also, I mean, they haven't been building all of this technocracy stuff to throw it away. Exactly. Right, they've been building it to implement it. So, if there was an outage or the cyber attack or whatever, this would be some temporary limited thing, you know, hyped up into oblivion. And oh, it was all the Trump MAGA people, or it was all the Christians that did it to get working with Russia. Right, that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. They're going to blame the big cyber attack on the Trump Christians. That's going to be who's gonna launch the big attack. Totally.
That's,
absolutely.
That's who everyone will assume knew how to do a hack is the Trumpers.
Yeah. Amazing.
We taught them how to change the settings on their smart TV, and now they've hacked the planet. What did we do?
As soon as you turn off motion smoothing, then you're ready to go. They're going to hack the system, get in, shut everything down.
Oh, Lord.
So this Tristan guy was getting like hundreds of dollars in super chats on this stream. He's verified on YouTube. He has over 100,000 subscribers, and he is one of the, has some of the like, not very hidden anti-Semitism, but like, I am kind of surprised that he's able to say as much as he is while still being verified and getting all this money. Cause he has this line towards the end of his stream, quote, "The little girl is inside the house with the bunker that everyone else was trying to go to, and she's sitting at the table surrounded by, like, goy slop. She's just got all the freaking kibble foods, like Funyuns and Doritos. She's having a feast of gluttony. It's all freaking globo-homo kibble, fruity pebbles and stuff. She's just gluttonously consuming a bunch of, you know, trash, processed foods. She's just all alone, just looking kind of autistic," unquote.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, he's just talking about, like, goy slop. Like, there's, like the Jews are creating junk food to pacify.
Yeah, they want you to eat worms and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, that is most of his interesting opinions on Leave the World Behind. A pretty bad movie.
A pretty bad movie. You know, there is one real conspiracy theory about it. It has nothing to do with the Obamas or predictive programming. We see a character at the beginning of the movie, a survivalist prepping to take care of his family, even though no one knows a disaster is coming. And later, near the end of the movie, when Ethan Hawke's son is sick, we meet the survivalist again. It turns out he's a handyman. He lives in the edge of town, and he's played by Kevin Bacon. Now, Garrison, in the classic film Tremors, Kevin Bacon plays a handyman character who, with his friend Earl Bassett, played by Fred Ward, has to fight off an attack by subterranean ancient giant worm beasts in order to save himself and his small community.
Like
and
Dune.
Just like Dune, Garrison. And in the lore of the Tremors movies, Val McKee, Kevin Bacon's character, is not seen in further movies because he gets rich and he marries Rhonda LeBeck and they move off somewhere. Maybe they move to the Northeast, to an island off the coast of the East Coast, where he bought a house and became a survivalist prepper, informed by his experiences with his good friend Bert Gummer, the local survivalist who shot a giant worm to death. And maybe Leave the World Behind is a stealth sequel to the first Tremors movie, showing what Kevin Bacon's character does later in life.
I would be so much more of a fan of Sam Esmail if he tried to put the Tremors movies into the canon of Mr. Robot. Like,
it would have been perfect. I would have completely changed my opinion on this movie He'd shown up to Kevin Bacon's house and he'd come out with a gun and they'd been like, look, we just need some antibiotics. And he's like, antibiotics? What about the fucking worms? How are you people walking around? And then the movie ends. That's the end of the movie. It was all a Tremors sequel.
You Korean Iranian terrorists went into the wrong rec room. So, I lastly just want to talk a little bit about some of, like, you know, the obvious problems with this predictive programming idea, right? It completely ignores the fact that humans use art as a form of cultural creation. Like, we imagine futures in our art specifically because they could come into being. Like, a lot of like sci-fi that influences technology comes from this. You know, that's also kind of the basis of Mark Fisher and Nick Land's, like, a cultural hyperstition, where you specifically make art to have this larger cultural effect that then can bring things into being, as opposed to the more, like, individualistic, like, use of, like, occultism. And then a big part of all of this predictive programming thing is also just, like, apophenia, right? It's people creating connections and patterns and random data, because it's actually easy to look back and pick out past media that has seemingly predicted events. But it's much harder to identify current media that is actually predicting future events, right? This is a part of hindsight bias, the tendency that we have to look at past events as more predictable than what they actually were. It's a common psychological response to a traumatic event, like a big pandemic or a school shooting. There's also, you know, all of these predictive programming theories fall into these kind of contradictory depictions, which is why the Hunger Games guy, like, calls it, like, reverse symbolism, right? It's if predictive programming is orchestrated by a shadowy cabal seeking to implement a totalitarian takeover by normalizing an incredibly oppressive government in media and film TV, why is said media almost exclusively about, like, rebel heroes overthrowing an evil totalitarian government, right? It doesn't actually match. And there's been a lot of, like, cultural studies showing that whether you portray something in media as positive or negative will strongly affect the audience's takeaway of the stimulus. So if you show something positively, they're more likely to view it as a positive thing. If you show something negatively, they're more likely to view it as a negative thing, right? This sounds very obvious, but you do have to do, like, social science to actually, like, show this is a real pattern. And then finally, I will end this by quoting from that article from the Ohio State University. Quote, "There are a few purposes for predictive programming, and not all of them have to deal with tyranny. Some of them are meant to lessen the blow of an event like 9/11, or, as previously mentioned, the Sandy Hook shootings. The contradiction arises when thinking about why the government would want to warn us or prepare us for Sandy Hook. The whole point of Sandy Hook conspiracies is to doubt the event even happened, so the government would create a conversation around gun control. This would defeat the purpose of staging it if the government was trying to ensure a smaller or inexistent response," unquote. Especially, like, looking back at what we talked about with, like, The Simpsons, it's just a fun game people play, right? Like, it sounds like a fun world to live in if you can imagine this interconnected web connecting every single thing that happens to your own experiences. It's a way to turn the world into, like, this great mystery that you can solve instead of just, like, experiences that you have to live through.
These people need real hobbies. Like,
finally, the thing I wanted to mention is that the upcoming discussion of predictive programming is all centered around this movie coming out next month called Civil War.
Oh,
which many of these people, Garland, in their discussion of Leave the World Behind are very much talking about how Civil War just seems like a sequel to Leave the World Behind, because Leave the World Behind seems like it set up, like, a possible American Civil War, and how this upcoming movie is itself going to be a massive predictive programming operation to prepare American citizens for civil conflict with each other. So have fun seeing a whole bunch of conspiracy theories develop around this movie that comes out next month.
Yeah, that'll be good. I mean, I wish people would start some conspiracy theories around Alex Garland's TV show Devs, which is dog shit also. And one of the worst uses of that guy from Parks and Rec that I've seen in a long time. Heartbreaking. They use math to see the past, Garrison.
That kind of reminds me of this movie I watched for research called Knowing, with Nick Cage, who finds a piece of paper that has numbers that's able to predict, like, catastrophic events. Alex Jones thought this movie predicted an oil rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. But besides that, you don't see it. You don't really see it much in these circles, despite its very, like, obvious, like, predictive focus.
Yeah, mostly Devs features a bunch of very good actors standing around and staring at a screen where a grainy picture of Jesus from the past is lit up in, like, movie theater size screens. Like, it's very mid. That's what I'm saying about Devs. It's pretty mid, folks. Don't watch Devs.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with this Obama movie. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out for the Obama's new movies, which are all going to seed the collapse of humanity, as well as the A24 Civil War movie, which is probably devious in some way. So yeah. Have fun with that.
You know, I'll say this, Barack Obama. It's not his fault, obviously, that a bunch of racists lost their mind when he became president. But knowing that, it was kind of irresponsible for him to make his debut movie production a movie about a cabal taking over the government using secret weapons?
Absolutely.
You knew what was going to happen, Barack. You're not a dumb man. Tell me that's not what was going to happen.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think that does it for us today. Have fun predicting the end of this episode.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.